John's vision. Revelation 21 is where we find the most extensive description of the New Jerusalem in the Bible. However, as we will see, what the Bible describes is quite different from the popular view and is much more exciting. Hebrews 12:22 refers to it as heavenly Jerusalem, and Revelation 3, verse 12 identifies it as New Jerusalem. The hopes of this great city have been threaded throughout the entire Bible, all the way back to Genesis, the Old Testament patriarch Abraham, who professed being a pilgrim and a stranger, anticipated dwelling in this city. As Hebrews 11:10 notes, Abraham looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:8-10. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham desired not to live in one of our man-made cities. He looked for a much better place because he met Melchizedek, the king of that city. Who was this Melchizedek? Scripture records Melchizedek had no father or mother. He had no beginning or ending of life. When Abraham met him, they took communion on the exact location of God's holy mountain where the New Jerusalem will be established for the redeemed. Who else do we know other than God himself in a body of flesh who fits this description? Hebrews 7, verses 1-3. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. On the Isle of Patmos, an angel speaks to John and gives him this vision of the New Jerusalem with instructions to write. Revelation 21:2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Today the world is in conflict, particularly in the Middle East. But soon Jerusalem will become the capital of planet Earth. You and I can have a residence in this glorious city as it was specifically prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Read carefully as John reveals who the residents of this city are. They are the overcomers of this age. This is something we do not want to miss out on at any cost. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. God now gives John one of the most inspirational promises of the Bible in Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. At the time this great city comes down from heaven, this sin-cursed earth will be history. The rapture of the church and the thousand-year millennium period will have taken place. Judgment fire will have transformed the earth into the new earth that can never grow old or corrupt. This is the new earth that the New Jerusalem descends upon and is destined to be God's home, living with his family. The new earth, being where we spend eternity, adds more meaning to these promises in the scriptures. Psalms 37:9. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Psalms 37:11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall abide in the abundance of peace. And also in Psalms 37:22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. What an earth this is going to be. God gives us his assurance of not only world peace, but but abundance of peace. Revelation 21, 5-8. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.